Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Wrap here on 101.5 FM. I'm Gordon Allen, your host, and let's start with sports headlines across Australia. This Monday morning, the Courier Mail in Brisbane and the Daily Telegraph in Sydney axe Warner Bombshaw with calls to make a change at the top of the Aussie batting order. And the Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL's most powerful people, who is ranked number one from amongst the club presidents, the CEOs, the media bosses, politicians and many more. I didn't see Eddie Maguire's name there. Well, listeners, let's start with the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 57, of course, which is on in Arizona at the moment between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we've got two Aussies in action there, Jordan Mailata from Rugby League, ex-Rabbits player, and Aaron Sipos, an ex-AFL player. And there's a third player also sitting around there, Matt Leo, but no one knows of Matt. Well, the score at the moment, with 6 minutes to go before end of the first quarter, 7-all. And a fantastic match, and 80,000 people watching it, $115 million there on the TV, $6 million for a 30-second commercial, Rihanna will be the halftime entertainment, and it was only $4,000 US for an entry-level ticket. So all happening in Arizona. But as we said, two Aussies, Jordan Mailata and Aaron Sipos in action there. Let's hope that the Philadelphia Eagles can get a victory and they'll come away with some Super Bowl rings. But at the moment, scores 7-all. Well, in cricket, 3 days is a long time. And just ask Pat Cummins after the Aussies crumbled in the first test against India at Nagpur. What can you say? Well, Aussies lost by an innings and 132 runs. Player of the match was Indian spinner Ravindra Jadeja, 5 for 47 and 2 for 34. Aussies all out for 91 in the second innings, lowest ever score in India. So congratulations to debutant spinner Todd Murphy for the Aussies, took 7 for 124. Second test, well, that starts on the 17th of February in Delhi, and I'm sure there's going to be some extra changes with the team. And a 19th carnival on there in Brisbane, it's 1-all. In the match, in the two-match series, best of three one-day internationals that starts today, as we said, in Brisbane. The Sheffield Shield, Queensland lost to Victoria by 164 runs. And in the Women's T20 World Cup in South Africa, congratulations to the Aussies who hammered New Zealand, winning by 73 runs. Ashley Gardner, best of, player of the match and best for the Aussies with 5 for 12. The Aussies, they'll take on Bangladesh on the 15th of February at Port Elizabeth. So good luck to the women in the T20 World Cup there in South Africa. In basketball, well, the NBL Cairns Taipans, well, they advanced to the playoffs after beating the Wildcats 91-78 in their do-or-die play-in game, with DJ Hogg scoring 32 points for the Taipans. They now play the Sydney Kings in the best of three playoff semis. That starts on Wednesday in Sydney with Game 1. In the other matches, New Zealand Breakers defeated Tasmania 88-68 in Game 1 of their best of three, Game 2 this Thursday in Tassie. And in the Women's National Basketball League, Round 14, see Southside Flyers defeated Bendigo 75-69. Townsville will take on the Melbourne Boomers this week, as will Adelaide take on Perth, and four other games will round out the Round 14. And before we go to our first break, or our break, I should say, let's have a look at the Rugby League from the weekend. Of course, in the Indigenous, the men, side 28, defeated the Maori team 24 on Saturday. Selwyn Cobbo, a hat-trick there, and that was in Rotorua, as was the women's match, which the Maori 16 defeated the Indigenous All-Stars 12, and Zali Fay, a double for the Maori. The NRL pre-season round one, well, wins to the Warriors, the Sharks, the Sea Eagles. The Panthers defeated the Eels 22-16. St Helens defeated the St George Dragons. The Roosters and Bulldogs also had wins. But in the local derbies, I suppose, north of the border, the Cowboys and Dolphins, they played a 22-all draw, four tries apiece. Jack Bostock and Isaiah Katoa, strong games for the Dolphins. And the Broncos and Titans, well, they played at a 24-all draw. Friday, the Knights and Eels, Roosters and Eagles, that's at the Central Coast. The Charity Shield, the Dragons will take on the Rabbits in Mudgee. But the biggest match of the weekend will be the World Club Challenge, with the Panthers taking on St Helens at Penrith on Saturday night. The Dolphins, they'll take on the Titans at Redcliffe on Sunday in their very first game at their home ground. And the Broncos, apparently poised to make Kevin Walters a two-year extension offer, keeping him at the club till the end of 2025. We'll go to our first break. I keep saying first break. It's only one break, listeners. And then let's come back and look at some football, soccer, and a little bit of rugby union. All that and more. Monday Sports Wrap, 101.5 FM.